Hey, welcome to the Gospel Rant. I'm Dr. Bill Sinyard. We are also running this testimony podcast in parallel on my Haven't Heard That Before podcast. So you may be hearing it on one or the other or both, but welcome either way. Today, we're going to hear from Lily Van Beek. She is a mentor at Atlas Sioux Center, a Midwest social working group. She has personally experienced both the forgiving path and the dance and has been able to take some of her clients through both very effectively. It's gratifying to hear from Lily how the dance, that's the-dance.org, is truly helping some real people out there. This is not just a philosophical exercise. We want to be helping people. And it's being used by social workers like Lily, pastors, counselors, as a powerful tool in their toolkit. It is designed to work alongside of whatever your counseling philosophy and approach might be. We believe that your clients will thank you. So it was so much fun to chat recently with Lily about her experience. Without any further ado, here is Lily Van Beek.
So tell us about your experience with the dance.
Well, I love to dance. So to begin with, I love the name. You know, I was all for it as soon as I heard the name, because I knew the other program I wanted to go through the dance as well. And it was pretty impactful, I would think, because I shame myself because I think that I'm not good enough because I always trying to prove myself to others.
Mm-hmm. And now the dance made you feel what?
Love.
You felt that?
Yeah.
Through the dance?
Yeah. Yeah, and that I'm who I am, and I don't need to prove it to anyone. I think that that's one of the most important things.
We talk a lot about that critical inner voice.
Mm-hmm.
Were you aware of that voice before?
Oh, yeah, and when it's bilingual, it's worse because it goes at you.
One.
Yeah.
So you got two languages.
Oh, yeah.
And how did you see how did the dance help you deal with the critical inner voice?
Well, the dance helped me to understand that what I was listening in my head, it wasn't the truth. It was me punishing myself. It wasn't God, you know, telling me that. It was just me. It was my human nature telling me that I wasn't good enough.
So let me ask you, when you took your critical inner voice to court and heard the judge say guilty, and then Jesus takes it and puts it on his shoulders, tell me some of the emotions you were feeling.
Well, when I heard that guilty verdict, it was like, yeah, I knew that. You know, like, of course I'm guilty. I mean, I have been living this way for so many years that I know I'm not good enough because of this. I know I'm not a good mom. I'm not a good wife. I'm not a good daughter. I'm not, you know, like, I'm not good enough. But because of my standard were so high. But then when I heard, you know, like, Jesus saying, like, it's on me, not on you. It's like, well, like, no, I mean, you're perfect. It cannot be on you. Well, I just want to tell you that you're never too far gone. You know, if you're still breathing, you're still alive, there's a chance for you. So just take the opportunity to heal.
Hey, Lily, you are brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's great.
So, thank you, Lily. It's very gratifying to hear that the dance was effective for her. We can prove it, by the way, scientifically. We asked participants to do a short self-evaluation entrance and exit survey so we can tell them immediately upon completion where changes have occurred according to four scientific metrics. This is so helpful. We hear that over and over and over. Well, maybe this testimony has encouraged you to take a look at the dance. I hope so. We could all use some concentrated gospel intensive periodically. Some of us desperately need to re-experience just how much God loves us as we are, not as we should be or could be. I mean, we know that, but that's not the same thing as experiencing it, right? And maybe you're thinking about somebody else who just might really, really, really need it right now. So pass the podcast on to them. And you can always encourage them to check out the website, the-dance.org. And if you act before the end of September, use coupon code SUMMER2021 and get a 30% discount. We have extended the coupon past the end of August due to the interest. So Agnell. And as always, we would love to hear of your experience in the dance or the Forgiving Path, our second gospel intensive. Please let us know. And if you have any problems anywhere, let me know. Bill@gospel-app.com. Well, more testimonies and podcasts to come. Take heart, child of God.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian Prayer Meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian Prayer Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.